just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration still weighing options in response to the drone attack that killed those three American service members in Jordan.
U.S. forces in the region have come under attack at least 165 times since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. The U.S. military has responded with airstrikes against Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and Yemen. As for striking inside Iran, a senior U.S. official says Biden has deep misgivings, fearing the conflict could further escalate.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Details of the attack coming to light, including that U.S. forces may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. drone, which is why it got through security systems. The Homeland Security Secretary expecting a House committee will vote on articles of impeachment against him today. House Republicans say Alejandro Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the southern border. Illinois, the latest state to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Reedsburg Police Department, officers used a taser on a wanted man on Wednesday after they say he resisted arrest. A Reedsburg Police Department officer spotted 28-year-old Troy Johnston of Reedsburg Wednesday morning on 6th Street in Reedsburg. Johnston is wanted in Sauk and Dane counties. When the officer tried to arrest Johnston, he resisted. When more officers arrived to help, they used a taser on him and took him into custody. Johnston was taken to the Sauk County Jail for resisting, carrying a concealed knife, bail jumping, and the warrants. An officer was treated for injuries suffered during the arrest. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM. A few off and on flurries this morning. Mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 99.7.
Max FM. We hope that your Tuesday is going well so far. Hey, you made it through your Monday, though. Congratulations. Just moving on with another week, trying to get to our ultimate goal, which we all know is the weekend. Never too early to start thinking about it or planning for it. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones, your survivor.
There you stood, battle teacher. It's understood.
90s and more.
Max FM.
Michael Jackson starting out our Tuesday morning. Smooth Criminal, Not a Better Way. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, it looks like Britney Spears has had a bit of a change of heart when it comes to her ex, Justin Timberlake. In fact, she went to Instagram under a video of Timberlake on The Tonight Show last week and said, "I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I'm deeply sorry." Adding that she is in love with Timberlake's new song, Selfish, saying, "It is so good," which you can't deny Britney that. It really is. And that seeing Timberlake and Fallon together makes her laugh really hard. She previously had some pretty unflattering things to say about Timberlake in her bombshell memoir, The Woman in Me, which has led to months of loyal Britney fans trolling him on social media. he has yet to comment on the memoir. Well, he looked pretty unbothered on SNL over the weekend, and I love that Britney's had a change of heart. It's just too bad. All of those words will live in infamy in a book on a bestseller list. Just saying. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Some flurries this morning, then mostly cloudy today, 37 for a high. Gradual clearing tonight down to 28, then lots of sun and mild tomorrow. Oh, I am so ready for this. 45 for a high. Right now, it's 37.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock, Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Stop.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that your Tuesday is off to a great start. We're going back to 1988 right now with U2 and Desire.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Some boys kiss me.
The material girl herself, there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, of course, we all know that Madonna is a special individual, and there's lots of information, right or and wrong, floating around the world about her. But this is really interesting. Remember the song We Are the World from the 1980s that brought together that all-star cast of singers to raise money for nonprofit organizations? Well, you can actually watch a documentary called The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix about it right now. And it turns out that Madonna was not actually invited to the recording of We Are the World. Apparently, some of the organizers felt like she wasn't a good enough singer. They went with Cyndi Lauper instead, and sources say it actually broke Madonna's heart. So, see, she is actually human after all, contrary to what some people think about her. Kidding, of course. I do love Madonna. Now, if you know somebody who would be interested in a prom, well, then you got to listen up, because the Baraboo Elks Prom for Individuals with Special Needs is coming up quickly. March 2nd from 5 to 9 at the Baraboo Civic Center Gym. Now, they're going to have a red carpet entrance, a catered meal, dancing to the music of our own DJ Kevin Kellogg, a professional prom photo shot by Steph Shanks Photography. They're going to be giving away corsages and boutonnieres, and there's going to be a coronation of the King and Queen of the prom. This is a free of charge event, but you do have to make reservations by February 21st. Just email prom reservation with the phone number to BaraboOElksLodge688@gmail.com. BaraboOElksLodge688@gmail.com. Somebody's going to get back to you as soon as possible. This year's theme is Starlight, Star Bright, and they hope to pack the Civic Center Gym. So again, get somebody you know on that list. Baraboo Elks Lodge 688@gmail.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, talk a little bit about this warm-up that we're going to see starting tomorrow. Very excited about that. Sean Cable's going to have more information. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on 99.7 Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
The Bucks fell short in Doc Rivers' head coaching debut, falling to the Nuggets in Denver, 113-107. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 29 points and 12 rebounds, but the Bucks had no answer for Denver guard Jamal Murray. He poured in 35 for the Nuggets, but Rivers liked his team's defensive effort nonetheless and said the loss is more on the offense.
I didn't think we were crisp offensively. We had stretches where the ball was humming and hopping, and then we had stretches where it didn't. Those stretches we have to clean up.
Bucks ride Portland tomorrow night. Marquette returns to action tonight. The 9th-ranked Golden Eagles on the road in Big East play, squaring off against Villanova. 6th-ranked Badgers off until Thursday night when they hit the road to face Nebraska. And Brewers free agent Rhys Hoskins is not expecting any lingering effects from the ACL injury that forced him to miss last season. First baseman expects to be eased in at spring training, but should be ready to go for the start of the regular season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
A few off and on flurries this morning, mostly cloudy all day today. Our high right around 37 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop down to 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high right around 45. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's the Eurythmics now in Sweet Dreams.
90s and more.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Run around, there's Blues Traveler. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Some flurries still possible this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. 37 for our high today. Gradual clearing tonight down to 28. Then tomorrow, boy, does this look good. Mostly sunny and mild temperatures. 45 for a high. We've already hit for today's high. Currently, it is 37. Coming up this morning on Max FM, some of those everyday decisions that we struggle to make, like what to eat, what to wear. If we're going to talk about how much we're actually struggling. Plus, new emojis coming to our Androids and our iPhone devices. We're going to talk a little bit about those. 18 of them, to be exact. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this morning, too. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start your Tuesday. It's all here on 99.7 Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Hi, everyone. This is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we are wishing you a happy new year. We have some new hours at our Pizza Ranch. Monday through Friday, we are keeping our buffet open all day from 11 till 7 p.m. and closing at 8. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be open from 11 till 8 o'clock. Come on in for a curbside pickup, delivery, or for that beautiful buffet. Give us a call at 608-768-5555.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
the new. That means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
I'm here.